gift. That's 1-833-MTB-GIFT. Partner with Mason's Toy Box today.
Find us on Facebook to see the smiles we deliver.
There's always news impacting you in Central Virginia.
WCHV time fine.
And there's always been WCHV to make sure you know about it.
9 inches.
News, weather, and traffic. Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Partly cloudy and seasonable today. Mid-50s for highs this afternoon.
Travis, it's 37 degrees at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Kid to Kid, a children's clothing store in Albemarle County, discovered a man broke into their store today despite being closed for Thanksgiving. Albemarle County Police came to investigate after the store's alarm went off around 2 p.m., The investigation is ongoing as they continue to look for him.
The expression is there are certain inevitabilities like death and taxes and now perhaps security breaches like the one the city of Charlottesville is investigating in a security flaw found in one of their online payment softwares. According to the city, the flaw was discovered Friday in a vendor's online payment transaction software used on the city's treasurer's office page. It was used by residents paying their real estate and personal property taxes online via the city's website. The city says this third-party payment portal is also used by other localities in Virginia. Once the city learned about the flaw, they say the software was disabled, and officials say they have alerted the vendor. By Friday afternoon, the city had an alternate secure payment service activated on its site, and that service is currently operating. The city says it will look to ensure that its customers are notified once the investigation is finished into how much data may have been stolen.
The 38th annual Boar's Head Turkey Trot. Not only was it a chance for people to run and prepare for a big meal, it was an opportunity to fundraise for the UVA Children's Hospital.
This year we wanted to take it up a notch and set a goal to raise more than ever before. So our goal this year was to raise $75,000, and we just totaled in at $95,000 for this year's event, which is super exciting.
This money goes into our unrestricted funds, so we can use this for whatever the greatest need of the Children's Hospital is.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Chelsea King.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios in Charlottesville, it is 37 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and the CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
How would you like to participate in a great business opportunity with a proven industry leader in direct product sales that helped to launch and grow major successes like Proactive Skincare, Body by Jake, and other well-known brands? Now, for the first time, Impact Product Development invites you to be part of a very exclusive group that will help fund the next e-commerce success. Impact Product Development has created a true innovation in skincare acne treatment. Using the most advanced ingredients with nano silver technology, you'll get paid a royalty every time the product is sold and enjoy residual income from verified top 50 category social influencers. It's a turnkey business and all the work is done for you. To learn more, call 888-241-9393. That's 888-241-9393. Own your piece of the hottest new product launch and the opportunity to make money now with proven industry experts. Call now, 888-241-9393. That's 888-241-9393. Initial investment required.
The Bloomberg Business Minute is brought to you by Burgess Home Inspections, because you have to know.